Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. I'm actually here with my friend's little puppy, who I'm taking care of for 4 months. And so we're doing this together. She's right next to me on my little couch. So let me do my tuning in chant. I'm laughing because the dog got off the couch and came up and started licking my face while I was chanting. So she really is doing the show with me. So I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. And it's within all of us. And we are connected. We are hooked up. We are one. We are one. We are one. We are one. And it's interesting. I keep seeing little things here and there that, you know, even just out in the 3D world, kind of occasionally I'll watch a YouTube video of some kind of speech or whatever. And I just saw one today that was really fabulous. A guy, I guess he was a comedian. I didn't know who he was, but he spoke to this group of correspondents, and apparently Congress may have been there also. And he just beautifully kind of gently basically ripped Congress a new one. Like, hey, you guys are willing to, you know, accept a bunch of money to, you know, and people basically get killed because of the gun thing, you know, they accept money from the NRA. And so he said, how about we do a Kickstarter? You know, would you accept $4 million to help save lives? And he was really brilliant. You know, he was super passionate. And he said, you know what, we're all in the same boat. And as we rise up or down, we're all in the same boat. You know, we're all in this together. And he really called out, it was a correspondence dinner, and so he really called out people on, you know, speaking up about stuff. And, you know, silence, the way I see it, silence means assent, that you are agreeing. And actually, this was one of the biggest arguments I used to have with my ex-husband, because he would not say something. And so I think he's agreeing with me. And so then later I'd find out, oh, he wasn't agreeing about whatever it was we were going to do. And I'm like, you never said anything. So I don't know how you guys look at it. But to me, it's like, if you don't say something, that means you're agreeing, you're going along with it. So anyway, in terms of like this world, we are all one, you know. If somebody is making racist comments, say something about it. If somebody's, anyway, you know what I mean. So I love that this guy, it was like this example out in the world of this people getting it. We are one. We are one. We are one. We're all in this together. Whatever we do affects everyone else. And I keep having this vision, and I'm going to share it again. I know I've shared it here before, of that basically whatever energy we're putting out, we're leaving that energy. It's like a slug trail of wherever we go, you know? So do you want to put out hate, and do you want to put out blame? Do you want to put out that kind of energy, or do you want to put out love? Do you want to put out joy? You know, it's, we all have a choice about it. And granted, you know, everybody's had some element of hardship and whatever in our lives. And we've all had tough shit go on in all of our lives. It's really hard stuff, but it's kind of like, you know what? Now it's time to just move on and get over it. You know, we're healing. We're done with that crap. We're over it. It's just time to be in the joy, you know, be in whatever joy it is for you. And it looks different for everybody, but you know, that's how I see our way to world peace is that we, or I like to say I'm wallowing in gratitude and joy. So I see, you know, it's like I'm like a pig in mud, you know, and I'm wallowing around in that gratitude, and I'm wallowing around in that joy. And I, you know what? The more I do that, the happier I get and the more joy I feel. And then I share that when I'm out and about. I don't, it's not like I'm trying to necessarily. I'm just doing it. I can feel it. I, you know, I catch people's eye and smile, or just whatever. Have a little chat across the, you know, you're squeezing the avocados or whatever. Although there are times I'll try to have a little chat and people don't quite know what to do with me. I think it was last week I was looking for a ripe avocado and there was another woman there and so I jokingly said to her, hey, we can get in a big fight over who's going to get the ripe one. And she just kind of looked at me and gave me this faint smile. So anyway, I do get in a little trouble because I tend to find everything funny. But you know what? I haven't always been like that. I have always had a kind of a zany sense of humor. But, oh, my God, I've spent a fair amount of time in my life feeling super depressed, dealing with a lot of shame, a lot of despair, you know, feeling close to suicidal at many times in my life. I mean, I remember even as a little kid feeling that way. And so, you know, struggling and working hard to get to where I am. And I'm telling you, I am the happiest I have ever been ever, 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 ever in my whole life. I mean, in some ways it feels like a miracle to me. And so, The guides are saying, well, why not do the chant for miracles? So I will do that. I'll jump in and do that right now. Dun dun ram das guru jinasidya dinesavadya puri hoe karamata opposite jin hare dharia sikhi ate sangati parabrahma karanamasakariya atala ataho tolatu tera antanapara varia. Jini tu sevia bokara, se tu depara utaria, labalo bakama cro de maho maraca de tu de sapara varia, dana sotera tana he, such a tera pesa caria, nanakatu lahena tu he, guru amara tu vicharia, guru ditata mana sadaria, guru ditata mana sadaria. So the whole miracle thing, you know, it's not that we don't think there can't be miracles, but sometimes we just need a little something to kind of tweak it around to feel that energetic shift, I guess. The angels in the middle of me chanting were saying it's like this gives hope. This chant gives hope. And hope of change and hope of something new and something lovely and something fabulous. Because sometimes we just get caught in some of that old crap and we can't even believe it. We can't believe that it might shift because it just feels like it's been there with us for so long. And so one of the things that came up for me recently, which was pretty awesome, is I had a situation where I was around someone who is super, super, super beautiful, young woman. She's about 20 years younger than me. And so, you know, I know in my head, this is not a competition and this has, you know, we're each our individual people, but I was kind of nervous ahead of time about being around this person. And when it happened, I was just thinking, the whole time, like, I'm totally awesome, how I am, and it doesn't matter if I have a little extra weight right now. Who cares? I'm all good. I'm fabulous. I'm perfect. You know, I'm fun. I'm having fun. I'm loving life, and so it was like, oh, my God, I'm done with that crap. So that felt pretty miraculous to me because that's been an old, old energy that was hanging on me for a long time, you know, comparing myself and feeling like I'm not good enough. And you know, I've been having this little extra weight for the last however many years. And it's kind of like it doesn't even matter. You know, it's all good. It's all perfect. It's just like for whatever reason, it doesn't even matter. So anyway, that was a little miracle for me. Actually, it was a huge miracle, but super cool stuff. And I want to go back again to talking about a little bit more about the joy thing, because everybody finds whatever it is for you, it's all different. You know, everybody has different joy things. So let's say for myself, last Saturday night, I went to a dance. We had a local dance, and I'm finding myself, actually, my husband has said that I dance harder and crazier as I get older, which is really fun. You know, I'm not slowing down. I'm going faster. And I find myself like I'm so in my moment and in my joy while I'm dancing, and I'm being really silly, and I'm waving my arms around above my head. And I noticed that I really struck a chord with this woman, and I could hear her just laughing the whole time. And I was just having so much fun. And then she was starting to have fun. So it was like the slug trail, you know, was working. And she just got such a kick out of it and was telling me later, like, oh, man, I want to be crazy, or I want to dance crazy, or whatever it was. And she was just having a blast, and I was having a blast. So anyway, you know, it's like I don't do it on purpose to try to engage people or to cheer people up or any of that kind of crap. I'm just doing it because I'm having fun and I'm having joy of the moment. And I'm laughing. And then I notice I get people laughing. I like to dance with new people to, you know, encourage them and stuff. And so I danced with this fairly pretty new guy, and I started doing what I call my dolphin dancing. And he totally got into it, a youngish guy. And he seemed kind of shy, but he totally got into it. He starts waving his arms around and doing dolphin dancing with me. It was pretty darn fun. So anyway, super, super great for me. You know, I just had a blast. And so what is it for you? You know, and you can even ponder ahead of time. Sometimes it's like, oh man, you know, I need to do laundry and I need to clean the toilet and but I really want to go for a walk out in the sun. So, you know, what would bring you joy? I mean, seriously, you know, maybe getting the laundry done would bring you a bunch of joy. Cleaning the toilet, I wouldn't necessarily say that was a super joyful thing to do, but sometimes it's very satisfying when it's done. So maybe it's putting on some fun music and cleaning the toilet and getting the laundry done, then going for a walk. But you know what? Maybe really it's about going for the walk first, and then you'll have a more a happy time doing the other stuff. So anyway, I know that it can be challenging when you're in a work situation. And frankly, I think about doing filing. I'm very grateful I don't have to be in a regular work situation anymore. But I think about doing the filing was always really challenging. I don't know why. Then there's just some things that you have to do, right? So, but figure out how to make it joyful, how to make it fun. You know, maybe if it's filing, you could listen to some fun music while you're getting your filing done. I mean, I don't know. There's always things you got to do. Just ponder what would make it more fun, what would make it more joyful. So anyway, the lady told me I have about a minute left, and thinking about you all, sharing lots of joy stuff with you, sending you tons and tons of love and happiness. And I'm here upstairs in what we're calling our sunroom, looking out at the trees. I'm seeing the poofy clouds and the breeze and the birds, and oh my gosh, it just makes me feel super, super happy. So what is it for you? Anyway, much love to you all, and have a super blessed day. Bye-bye.